Welcome to This Day in History on WHRW Binghamton. My name is Rory St. John. On August 11th, 1984, as he prepared for his weekly radio address, President Reagan was asked to do a mic check. Reagan obliged, declaring, "My fellow Americans, I'm pleased to tell you today I've signed legislation that will outlaw Russia forever. We begin bombing in 5 minutes."
"My fellow Americans."
"Yeah?"
"I'm pleased to tell you that I've signed legislation that will outlaw Russia forever. We begin bombing in 5 minutes."
"All right, great. That gives me just enough time to have sex with this young girl."
"But that's my granddaughter."
"Hello."
"Well, yeah, she sure is grand.
Hey,
you get a Reagan."
"Hey, granddaughter, do you want to have sex with this presidential advisor?"
"Okay."
"Well, she's willing. Go ahead."
"All right. I'll be out in 5.
Legal advisor, get over here."
"Yes, sir."
"I just sent my 5-year-old granddaughter to have sex with a strange man."
"This is great."
He looked like he was at least 40. "Was that legal?"
"Under no circumstance."
"Uh-oh. Looks like scandal."
"Whee!"
"I'll need to put up a good publicity front. I'll just release that joke mic check and everyone will have a laugh and forget about my very young granddaughter having sex with a creepy 40-year-old man. Hey, everybody, listen to this mic check I just recorded. I'm gonna have war with Russia. They're outlawed. My granddaughter's not here listening.
What's funny?"
That was a very, very distasteful story, deliberately designed to teach you the moral that even if an underage person is willing to have sex, it's still a crime. This is This Day in History, and we're sorry.